Welcome to episode 1360 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. By the time Jesus arrives on the scene, the Sabbath has become something it was never meant to be. It has become a system of rules. It has become a way to police behavior. It has become a measure of righteousness. You keep the Sabbath, therefore you are righteous. You break the Sabbath, therefore you are a sinner. The religious authorities have created an elaborate code of what is and is not permissible on the Sabbath. You cannot travel more than a certain distance. You cannot carry certain objects. Cannot heal. Cannot perform any work. The regulations have multiplied until the Sabbath, which was meant to be a gift, has become a burden. And then Jesus comes along and does something shocking. He heals on the Sabbath. He allows his disciples to pick grain on the Sabbath. He refuses to apologize for it. And when confronted, he says something that reframes everything.
The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
This simple statement undoes all the legalism. This statement returns the Sabbath to its true purpose. The story begins simply.
One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as his disciples walked along, they began to pick some heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?"
The disciples are hungry. They are walking through a field on the Sabbath. They pick some grain, rub it in their hands, and eat it. It is a basic act of meeting a human need. It is almost incidental to the story, but the Pharisees are watching, and they see a violation. According to their interpretation of the law, picking grain on the Sabbath is harvest work. Harvest work is labor. Labor is forbidden on the Sabbath. Therefore, the disciples are breaking the Sabbath. It is an absurd conclusion. The disciples are not harvesting. They are not working in any meaningful sense. They are simply eating food because they are hungry. But the Pharisees have become so focused on the rules that they have lost sight of the actual purpose of the rules. This conflict between rule-keeping and restoration runs throughout Jesus' ministry. Again and again, he heals on the Sabbath. And again, the religious authorities object.
Another time he went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand,
"Stand up in front of everyone."
Then Jesus asked them,
"Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill it?"
But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger, and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man,
"Stretch out your hand."
He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored.
Jesus is angry, not at the man with the shriveled hand, not at the people, but at the religious authorities who care more about rule-keeping than about restoration. The man is suffering. He needs healing. But there is a rule that says you cannot heal on the Sabbath. So the authorities would rather the man suffer than break the rule. Jesus reframes the question entirely. Not, is healing work? The question is, what is the Sabbath for? The Sabbath is for rest. Rest is restoration. Wholeness is restoration. Health is restoration. A man with a shriveled hand cannot truly rest. He cannot experience the Sabbath as a gift. He is suffering. So Jesus heals him, restores him to wholeness. In doing so, Jesus demonstrates what the Sabbath is actually meant to accomplish, the restoration of human flourishing. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The Sabbath is not the ultimate value, not an end in itself. It is a means to an end. The end is human flourishing. This reframing applies to all of God's law, but it is especially important for understanding the Sabbath. The Sabbath was given as a gift. To free people from constant work, to restore them, help them experience wholeness and peace. The Sabbath was given so humans could flourish. But when the rules become more important than the purpose, when keeping the rules becomes more important than the human being, something has gone terribly wrong. This is what the Pharisees have done. They have made the Sabbath rules into an idol. They have elevated rules above people. They have become so focused on policing behavior, they have forgotten the rules exist to serve humans, not the other way around. Jesus will not tolerate this inversion. When the choice comes down to keeping a rule or serving a human's flourishing, Jesus chooses the human every time. Legalism always does this. It is more concerned with compliance than with compassion. It measures righteousness by external behavior rather than internal transformation. The result is, it fails to accomplish what the original rule was meant to accomplish. The Sabbath was meant to be a gift. Legalism has turned it into a burden. The Sabbath was meant to free people. Legalism has turned it into a trap. When the Pharisees confront Jesus, they are not protecting the Sabbath. They are perverting it. Using the Sabbath not to serve fuller humanity, but to police behavior. Using it to maintain their power and control. Jesus sees this clearly, and he refuses to play along. But there is something deeper happening here. The Pharisees' concern with Sabbath rules is really a symptom of a deeper problem. They have lost trust in God. They believe if they do not police the rules, do not maintain strict boundaries, everything will fall apart. They believe human righteousness depends on perfect rule-keeping, but Jesus teaches something different. He teaches God's grace is bigger than human failure. Righteousness flows from the heart, not from external compliance. Jesus teaches the law was meant to point people toward God's character, not trap them in rules. The Sabbath commandment, when understood rightly, points to something about God's character. It reveals God cares about rest. He cares about freedom. He created humans for rhythm and wholeness, not for constant striving. But the Pharisees lost sight of this. They made the Sabbath about themselves, about proving their righteousness, policing others' behavior, maintaining their authority. Jesus restores the Sabbath to its true purpose. It is not about proving your righteousness. It is about experiencing God's care. It is not about policing others. It is about rest and restoration. The Sabbath is not about maintaining rules. It truly is about human flourishing. This has profound implications for how we approach the Sabbath. If your Sabbath keeping feels burdensome, if it feels like you are working to keep all the rules, if it feels like you are policing your own or others' behavior, you are doing it wrong. The Sabbath is meant to be a gift. It is meant to restore you, meant to bring you joy, meant to liberate you from constant work and striving. But it is also meant to be connected to compassion. When Jesus heals on the Sabbath, he is not violating the Sabbath principle. He is fulfilling it. He is ensuring that someone can experience wholeness and rest. For Jesus, the Sabbath is not suspended in the presence of human need. It is activated by it. If Sabbath remembers God as creator and deliverer, then acts of mercy are the most fitting way to honor that memory. Rest in his teaching is not withdrawal from love, but freedom for it. The Sabbath becomes a day when burdens are lifted, bodies are restored, and dignity is renewed, because the God who commands rest is the God who delights in healing. Where have you turned the Sabbath into a rule to keep or to police? Where have you lost the delight? Where have you forgotten that the Sabbath exists for your flourishing, not the other way around? This week, we want to invite you to practice the Sabbath the way Jesus taught. Not as a rule keeper, but as someone who receives a gift. Not as a police officer, but as someone who experiences restoration. Do what restores you on the Sabbath. Rest in a way that brings you joy. Spend time with people who matter to you. Care for someone who is suffering. Heal what is broken in your relationships. Help someone flourish. Notice what happens when you approach the Sabbath, not as a rule to keep, but as a gift to receive. Jesus restores the Sabbath to what it was always meant to be. He reminds us rules exist to serve people, not the other way around. He teaches us that the highest law is compassion. He shows us the Sabbath is for human flourishing. When you keep the Sabbath this way, when you rest, when you restore yourself, when you help others flourish, you are following Jesus. You are living out the kingdom of God. You are participating in the restoration of all things. Father, help us recover the Sabbath from legalism and fear. Help us experience it as a gift, not a burden. Help us understand rules exist to serve our flourishing, not to trap us. Help us use our Sabbath keeping to practice compassion and justice. Help us become a people who know how to rest, how to be restored, how to help others live life more abundantly. Help us follow Jesus in returning the Sabbath to its true purpose, the wholeness and peace of all people. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.